Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing. Good morning. I am Tina McIntosh, and I am joined in studio by Barb Witzke. Barb is the Director of Leasing at Meadow Lakes, which is an American Senior Communities. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Tina.
Tell me where Meadow Lakes is.
Oh, we are in beautiful Mooresville, Indiana, in Morgan County. A little bit of country close to the city.
Yeah, you got to love that. Is that your tagline?
No, but it will be.
It might be now, right? Well, Barb, I know one of the things that we get to talk with you and learn from you this morning is about respite in assisted living. And assisted living, a lot of times, I think in healthcare, we throw out the abbreviations and acronyms all the time. So you'll hear people say AL, meaning assisted living. But can you explain to us what assisted living is?
Well, assisted living is apartment living.
Okay.
So you have a private apartment that is yours, your own space, your own dignity of life, but you're in a situation where you have a lot of help available. So we're licensed. We have 24-hour nursing on site. We provide meals, cleaning, activities, outings, everything that someone needs for a wonderful, high-quality senior life.
And is it, you know, do I have like a pull button or pull... What do I call
no.
it? A pull cord in my bathroom? Or, you know, if I needed someone, I would just make a phone call or step out and then a nurse could come? Or
actually,
we
don't do pull cords. We do pendants that you wear, either as a necklace or around your wrist.
So much better.
That way, no matter where you are, no matter what happens, you have a button that you can push and help will come.
That's perfect. And then someone, I'm assuming, then checks on me or makes sure that my meds are where they're supposed to be. And
absolutely.
That's great. Now, at Meadow Lakes, are you only assisted living or do you have any long-term as well?
Meadow Lakes is a full continuum senior community. So we have independent living in our garden homes. We have the assisted living apartments. And then we also have full-skilled nursing. And we have our Augustus Cottage for memory care.
We love the Augustus Cottage. So that all makes sense to me for the person who needs the care, resident, patient, you know, pick the word. But we talk and hear a lot about respite for caregivers as well. The word respite can tend to get overused, but in simple terms, respite is what?
Well, you know, I thought about that, and I grabbed my desktop dictionary and
nice.
I looked it up, and it said an interval of rest and relief. And that is exactly what we provide.
And how is that provided to caregivers?
You know, caregivers, there are so many reasons that you might need a break. You might have a vacation you want to take. You might have just an abundance of things that have piled up that you haven't been able to take care of while you're caring for a loved one. Or maybe you have a health issue or concern that has to be taken care of. And so you can come to a place like Meadow Lakes with your loved one, settle them into a beautiful furnished apartment where you know they're going to have 24-hour care and all kinds of fun. They're going to meet new people. They're going to have a great time. And that allows you to take the time that you need to take care of issues that are really important for you.
And can someone do this on how many days? Is there a limit on, you know, you have to be there for 3 days or you can only be there for 10?
Generally, respite is thought of something temporary. So typically it's about a month, give or take a couple of weeks. It depends a little bit on what it is that the caregiver has going on.
Okay.
We can adjust to that.
And is it all private pay?
It is all private pay unless the person has long-term care insurance with assisted living coverage.
Okay. You know, that's key. That's a whole other show, is that long-term care insurance and all the coverage and options you have with that. But, I mean, that's good to know. And for so many families, those who can afford that that respite and that break, it's certainly, you know, it is much needed for the families. So, Barb, if someone wanted to get a hold of you at Meadow Lakes, how could they do that?
They can call 317-834-1791, or they can always go to our website, ascseniorcare.com, and there's a tab that says locations. Click on that and you'll see all of us.
You'll see the beautiful little bit of country close to the city.
That's right.
That's right. Talking with Barb Witzke, who is the Director of Leasing for Meadow Lakes, which is an American Senior Communities, and we're addressing respite in assisted living. I know you have a fundraiser coming up.
I do.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We, American Senior Communities as a whole, are very supportive of the Alzheimer's Association. All of our facilities raise money every year to contribute. And one of our fundraisers each year is our yard sale for Alzheimer's. So we have our 7th annual yard sale coming up on Saturday, May 17th. It'll be from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And we would like everyone to come out and just pick up a little something and help support the Alzheimer's Association.
Do you need donations?
We would love donations. And we will gladly take anything except adult clothing, which for some reason we just don't move.
Interesting. Okay, so we can, and we can get that to you by either showing up. We could call you for more information.
Yes.
At 317-834-1791.
Yep.
Or go to the website ASCSeniorCare.com and click on locations. Barb, I know you also have some personal experience with caregiving, and I was wondering if we've got a few minutes here. I was hoping you could share with us.
Sure. My mom had Alzheimer's, and I cared for her in my home for about a year, and that's one of the other things I really love about what I do is that I can help people. You know, respite sometimes becomes a bridge. It becomes a bridge to a different solution for a loved one and a caregiver. And sometimes that bridge helps them move to a permanent stay in assisted living or even in the healthcare portion. Every situation is different. For some people, caregiving at home works out beautifully because they have a wonderful support system and places like Joy's House that help them make that work.
Thank you.
But for other people, it's very difficult, and their life is so busy, or they don't have a support system, and they really need a different solution. But the guilt and the fear of making that transition holds them back and kind of keeps them stuck. And that's one of the things that I just love to do is sit and talk with people. We do a lot of crying. I have a big box of Kleenex on my table.
If you're anything like me, if someone else cries, I cry.
Yep, that's the way it goes.
I don't let you cry by yourself. So for you, you were able to keep your mother in your home with mm-hmm. you for a year. Did she, and I'm assuming she's no longer with us.
No.
Sorry to hear that. And did she get to stay at home with you until the end of her life, or did she move into some kind of extended care?
We actually went back and forth a couple of times, and this was before I was ever in healthcare or in this industry, so I know so much more now and would probably have done things very differently. But she did ultimately pass in my home, and I mean, there were wonderful things about it, but it was extremely stressful. It was a huge stress on my whole family.
Sure.
So again, knowing what I know now, I probably would have made different decisions.
So, Barb, we only have about a minute left, and this is a big question for a short amount of time, but people tell caregivers to get respite. How did you get respite, or did you get respite in that time that your mom lived with you?
Very seldom. I mean, it was in Illinois. There was no place like Joy's House. There was a church that I could go take her 2 hours a day, 2 days a week, and that was about it.
Yeah.
So it was very seldom and very tough. But again, I'm so glad that people have options.
Absolutely. And you know, I think in a situation like that, you have to find your peace in those quiet moments, or in cooking dinner, or working in the yard, or reading. You know, you can find respite in lots of places. But thank God for places like Meadow Lakes and, you know, American Senior Communities at large and all the work you do. Can you give us, thank you for sharing, by the way. And can you give us your phone number, Barb, one more time?
Yes, it's 317-834-1791.
And are you on Facebook?
We are.
I mean, I know that's the thing right now. I know Mindy at ASC has you hooked up with, you each have Facebook. So just go to Meadow Lakes for Facebook,
yes.
On Facebook.
Come and like us.
Please like them. And while you're at it, like Caregiver Crossing as well. Barb, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Tina.
And we are going to take a break here. We'll be back on Caregiver Crossing. While you have a few minutes, you might want to go to Facebook and like us both. But we'll be back in a moment on 93 WIBC.